What's up, everybody? This is Questionable Figures. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm laughing because Elliot just ran into the studio.
Hey there.
We're finally here. It is 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I cut that Kate Bush track a little short off the archives. That wasn't our play. But I'm going to start us off with a song called Highlights by DJ Marky XRS. We'll talk a little bit more about it later. Thanks for having us this week. We'll be right back.
realize, I've been searching for some madness. Realize, I really want you.
All right, everybody, that was Realize by Jeremy Sylvester. I realized that I didn't update the queue, but it should be logged onto the WMFO website, as all of our songs usually are. You can even go back and look at the archives and listen to our old shows if you really miss us.
Which I'm sure you do.
All the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely all the time. And then the track before was Highlights, again, by DJ Marky. Brazilian dance, electronic.
Ooh.
I've been on that flow recently.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Kind of a fun beat for today.
It is. I've been listening to Brazilian jungle just because I was like
in the jungle.
In the jungle. I was looking through Instagram like reels now that I've deleted TikTok and everything.
No, Instagram reels is the place to be, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Like, when I deleted TikTok, my grand plan for myself was, wow, I'm going to have so much free time. Yeah, I'm not going to be on my phone as much.
Yeah. No.
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 I just replaced it with something inferior to it.
No, I deleted it off my phone. And the embarrassing part is that I still will occasionally go just watch them, but on Safari. So
on Safari?
Don't even get me started. Don't even look at me right now.
On Safari.
I'm embarrassed to say that, but it's the truth. I had to block it on Chrome on my computer.
Wow.
No, I know. I wasn't even, and the truth is that this didn't used to be an issue, but
it's an excellent procrastination tool.
Oh, it absolutely.
You get sucked into the void.
No, absolutely.
The older people wouldn't understand.
Sorry, guys. This is a show for young people.
Sorry, guys. Also, shout out to my grandpa who's listening right now, I think.
Yay.
Hey, Poppy.
Hey.
We'll play. He was talking to me. I was on the phone with him the other day, and he was like, do you know this Taylor Swift person?
Oh, yes.
And I was like, oh, do I know this Taylor Swift person?
Personally, in fact.
Yeah, so I told him that we might play a Taylor Swift song, because okay. he told me he's never heard any of her music before.
Oh, I have a couple of favorites. I won't even lie.
There's so many songs to choose from. How do you introduce Taylor Swift to someone?
I think that's okay. I am a personal believer in going backwards rather than forwards. And what I mean when I say this is that I believe that you should go to her old stuff first and then come to her new stuff.
Oh yeah.
Not that I really know her new stuff, but like I have two sisters, but one of them really loves Taylor Swift. I mean, loves Taylor Swift so much, and she's a big fan of the new stuff. And I'm like, I just, you know, I grew up in a different time.
It's
I grew
true.
Up in a different era than she did.
It's true. She was like a totally different person, artist then. Mm-hmm. Now she's much more of a brand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should
she's
take
got,
them
like,
back
three
too.
Movies.
Really?
We should.
I
would
expect
them.
More, honestly.
I don't know.
But okay, well, we're gonna sneak a Taylor Swift song in there.
Mm-hmm. You guys won't even know what's
you
going on.
You guys won't even know what's going on.
Maybe it'll be a remix.
Yes,
it's not a bad idea actually. But it
will surprise you. But I'm gonna play. I want to play another track off this Brazilian Jungle album in rotation.
Oh, awesome.
From Highlights, because I've been bumping to it. Why did we get on this subject? Oh, because I was on Instagram Reels and I saw some dude.
Yeah.
Like. You're sleeping on Brazilian jungle music. And, you know, I'm in my bed at, like, 7 p.m. Like,
And you're like, you get up. You're like, I can't believe I've been sleeping on Brazilian jungle.
Who am I as a music fan?
Why did nobody tell me?
Yeah, and then I got involved, and I have to say, the dude was right. I was sleeping on Brazilian jungle.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to play another. This is apparently based on my research and investigation, kind of like a staple. So, this track is called LK Carolina Bella.
Carolina.
All right. Catch you guys soon.
Comecei um samba assim, sem pandeiro ou tamborim.
right, everybody, we're back. That was Samba Seam by DJ Pateef. And before that, we had Thinking of You featuring TJ Lewis by Jeremy Sylvester again and Club Asylum. Both some pretty sweet tracks. But you know what time it is. What time is it, Elia?
I think it just might be PSA time.
PSA time. We've got a fresh one. Hot off the press for y'all.
Ooh, I'm really excited for that.
All right.
Let's get
looking
into it.
Let's get into
it.
Looking to be consumed by comedy this Friday night?
Yes.
Well, this Friday, October 13th at 8 p.m., Cheap Socks Improv presents Cannibalism, Eating Alive. Wait, Eaten Alive. Okay, there's so many typos in this PSA. I don't know if they're intentional. It's spelled Cannibalism, Eaten Alive.
That sounds right to me.
Okay. Come on down to the Crane Room in Page Hall for a night of super silly, improvised fun. The event is for tough students only.
Tough students
only. Sorry, community
only.
Members. Sorry, townies. Did you know Cheap Socks is Tufts' oldest improv comedy group, founded in 1986? Surprisingly, there are multiple improv groups at Tufts, and Cheap Socks is one of them. That's a hilarious line. They're pretty funny and usually have musical accompaniment. They also have pretty sick pink uniforms. Check them out at Tufts Cheap Socks on Instagram.
Let me look them up.
This has been a public service message from Cheap Socks Improv and WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't think I've ever been to a Cheap Socks show.
I can't say that I have either, but maybe this week is the week to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it
could
it is.
Be the case.
They're the most competitive group on campus, right?
Oh, God, they're insane. I actually heard that they had this year they had 70 people try out.
Wow.
And they only take two of those 70.
Wow. Okay. These are allegedly the funniest people on the Tufts campus.
the funniest
besides
people.
Our household.
Drop down. I can't do this. Funniest people on Tufts campus, apparently. Allegedly. But we're going to...
There's also an underground funny community, though.
Yeah. Somewhere near the Tufts... Somewhere on the Tufts campus. I will say that I think that we need to become, you know, like, reporters. And we need to really kind of report on what's going on around the parts. What we need to give our reviews. We need to review the show. So
should we review shows on here?
We
That'd
should
be hilarious.
Do that.
Okay.
I'm sure the community members would adore that.
Okay. Maybe tomorrow we'll pull up to this Cheap Socks event and we'll let you guys know how it goes.
We do also have an a cappella event. We're going to be at a lot of events. We have a lot of events.
I have an RSVP to that. Maybe Elia will go and give her a review.
Oh, I'm a fan of a cappella.
Okay. Anyway. What should we play next? I can round us out with another more upbeat.
Okay, I have some
house track.
I have some as well. But why don't you go and then
okay.
Yeah, we got some stuff on the roster.
On the roster. Paige and I went to a techno show with our other roommate this weekend.
Yes, they did.
And I'm not talking techno, like, house music, whatever. I'm talking hard, straight.
She's talking
techno.
She's talking no to the tech.
There
tech
were,
the no.
like, German people in the audience.
I love Germans.
Communing and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Zusammen.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it requires a very particular mood.
Yes, I would agree.
In order to enjoy that. Mm-hmm. So I have my softer house kind of electronic music happening.
I'm all in for that. I'm all up for that.
All right, sweet. I'm gonna play Easy Boom by Drum A Gick.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Esse meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie. Ei, querido, meu irmão de cor. Ei, querido, my brother Charlie.
Destination unknown.
Alright, guys, I almost missed that transition and ruined the surprise.
You were just so caught up in the song.
I was entranced. I felt like I was transported to Ibiza, or rather,
I was transported
Calabria.
To an unknown destination, one might even say.
An unknown destination. Yeah, that track was called Destination Calabria by Alex Guadino. It's kind of super famous, you know? But, like, I didn't know that that was the title of that song, but, like, I feel like everyone knows that song.
I've heard it somewhere. I honestly hadn't heard. I knew that, like, the other... What did I know? What has that beat? What song has that beat that is not the song that you listen to?
It's the one that's like... Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Is it Pitbull?
I think Pitbull samples it. A lot of people have sampled it.
Yeah, okay, I'm thinking of
it's like this one. Italian type...
It's an Italian.
Whatever.
It's an Italian beat.
I don't even know. Drop that Italian beat. That's what you should tell your DJ.
Yeah. Drop that Italian beat.
All right. Now we have a special surprise. A timeless track.
Classic. An oldie but a goodie.
An oldie but a goodie. This is The Story of Us by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, for those
of us who aren't familiar.
Ugh, great song. It's the song of the childhood.
Yeah, it is a song of the childhood.
Absolutely.
This is our era Taylor Swift.
Yeah, this is our era Taylor.
Right?
Taylor, you can never give this era away. This is ours.
Ours.
No, yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
Yeah. Call in.
Sparks flew instantly, and And people would say they're the lucky ones. I used to know my place was the spot next to you. Now I'm searching the room for an empty seat. Cause lately I don't even know what page you're on. Oh, a simple complication. Miscommunications lead to fallout. So many things that I wish you knew. So many walls up I can't break through. How'd we end up this way? See me nervously pulling at my clothes and trying to look busy. And you're doing your best to avoid me. I'm starting to think one day I'll tell the story of us. How I was losing my mind when I saw you here. But you held your pride like you should have held me. Oh, I'm scared to see the ending. Why are we pretending this is nothing? I tell you I miss you, but I don't know how. I've never heard silence quite this loud. Now I'm standing alone in a crowded room and we're not speaking. And I'm dying to know, is it killing you like it's killing me? Yeah, I don't know what to say since the twist of fate when it all broke down. And the story of us looks a lot like a tragedy now. Of who can act like they care less. But I liked it better when you were on my side. The battle's in your hands now. But I would lay my armor down if you say you'd rather love than fight. So many things that you wish I knew. But the story of us might be.
The end. All right, Elliot just walked in the room. I'm going to turn your mic on now. I didn't really know what a smooth transition from that masterpiece would look like, so I figured
might as well
give it a little chat before we close out. We have 10 minutes left, couple songs. That was The Story of Us off Speak Now, which is from 2010, dude.
Let's say Taylor's version.
Taylor's version.
Just in case everyone got confused.
Yeah, didn't she re-release everything to get the rights to her music?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she did.
10 years old, though, that she made that 10 years ago. We were 13. Oh, sorry, we were 12.
In 2010? I was 9.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was made 10 years ago.
No.
Oh my god.
This album was 2010. We were 9 years old. I remember seeing my older cousins. My older cousins would always play Taylor Swift and like Justin Bieber or whatever.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. I never fully caught on, but I was around it. You know what I'm saying?
Taylor Swift has a little special place in my heart because the first song I ever memorized, and I just want to clarify to all you listeners out there that I memorize songs pretty quickly. They just, like, it just gets stuck in my head very quick. But I love a good song memorization. And the first song I ever memorized was a Taylor Swift song.
Wow.
You know, and I just, like, love that, you know, to think, like, oh, little Elliot was out there.
I love that. The first song I ever memorized was TikTok by Kesha.
Oh, that's a great
I wrote down all the lyrics in my journal.
Yeah. Where is that journal? I would pay money
that's
to read
it. I feel like I probably still have it. I remember that moment so distinctly. It was the first song I downloaded onto my green iPod.
Oh, yes, the green iPod.
Yeah, with the one with the screen.
Yeah, the iPod Nano.
Was it the Nano? Or no, the Nano didn't have a screen. No, anyway, I don't know what
no,
version
this
was. It was
either a Nano or an iPod Touch. I had an iPod.
I never had an iPod Touch.
I never had an iPod Touch either. Anyway. I always kind of wanted one.
Oh, maybe it was. It was a Nano. It was a Nano. It was above the shuffle. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I had a Nano too, actually.
Yeah. Anyway, as you can see, the Taylor Swift track takes us back.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll end on some more mellow stuff. This is Tintin Deo. Oh, unless Elia has a fun track.
The thing that I have is a little bit. It's more chill. It still is more like beady, but it's a chiller song that we've been playing. So.
Okay. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see how they work.
Yeah, we'll see what goes on.
I have this kind of this short, fun little jazz bit. And then you can send us off, Elia.
I'm literally pooping my pants. I'm so excited.
Onde anda, meu amor? Onde anda?
Hey there. So this is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, we're gonna play one, maybe two more songs. I have a song that I want to play. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's really been a pleasure today.
We'll see you next week. We played a lot of electronic music.
We did.
We're finishing with Now You Do by DJ Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. Ha. I'm excited. It's a fun one.
Sweet.
Yay.
Thanks so much for listening. Catch us next Thursday, 2 p.m.
See you soon.
You never used to listen, now you do.